Thank you, thank you. We are back live for Fayette 9 Friday. It's first show of the year. And we were supposed to have DJ Too Tough today, but he wasn't feeling too well. Was a little sick, feeling not too well under the weather right now. So we're going to reschedule for next week. We're going to bring on DJ Too Tough from the Tough Crew. For y'all don't know who the Tough Crew is, start Googling with your Google fingers. Go look up Tough Crew, T-U-F-F Crew, and you'll pretty much know who we talk about. Right now we live on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and TikTok. I decided to go live on TikTok since I don't have an interview today, and I don't got to worry about TikTokers not being able to hear the interviewer because I got to get a new audio mixer. And I just went back to the StreamYard as well. I was doing Restream and Restream, I don't know, something about just having some issues I ain't like. Like, I'd be in the middle of music reviews and have like 4 songs left, and literally after 4 songs left, it would stop playing my music, man. Plus, I had to manually fade out all the songs, and with the StreamYard, I'll be able to, you know, like, fade it out automatically and whatnot. So, topics I wanted to get into. Why is my sound not playing? Something's going on here. It doesn't seem like my okay, well, that played. My DJ air horn sound effect is not playing. I gotta check that out. Maybe I gotta re-upload that. And just know I'll be doing music reviews tomorrow. I won't be live on TikTok, but I'll be live on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. You can submit to livefromfayetteNam@gmail.com. That's livefromfayetteNam@gmail.com. Appreciate everybody that's joining in on TikTok and whatnot. Keep it coming. So before I get into these, I'm going to react to some hip-hop news. I saw a list today, the Fayette 9 2-6 or the 2-6 independent hip hop list, and I commented and said, you know, laughing out loud, this is kind of funny, and they replied with like, call our bluff or whatnot. So I had to reply back, and my whole issue was, when you sit here making this list and you calling it an independent hip hop artist list, make sure that the artists on the list are actually independent. If you're an unsigned or aspiring artist that doesn't make a living off of your music, you're not an independent artist. I'm sorry, man. You're not. You might be an unsigned artist, an aspiring artist, a hobby artist, but if you don't make a living off of your music, you're not an independent artist. Independent artists who make a living off their music and also, you know, finance their own music careers or have an investor that helps them finance their music careers. But they're basically artists who are not signed to labels that actually make a living and have an investor or use their own money back into advertising and pushing out their products and stuff like that. So we got to stop with this independent artist list when they're not independent artists, first of all. That's my only, you know, gripe with the list. It's not an independent artist list because there's maybe one independent artist or two at most on the list. You got a list of 20 people and 18 or 19 of them don't make a living off of their music. They're not independent artists. I'm sorry. You know, you could try to argue with me days for that and it's not going to work. Let's see some of this news we got. Joe Budden, I don't know if it's true. So Joe Budden, lewdness charge. I guess they tried to say he was trying to get in his neighbor's house while he was naked or something like that. That's the rumor. Wow, I'd like to know what Joe Budden's was on that night. Because if it's got you knocking on your doors while you're naked, remind me not to do whatever he was doing. If it was a drug or some alcohol drink, remind me never to do that ever in my life. I need to know what that is. Hopefully it wasn't Dizzle. And shouts out to Dizzle. This podcast is actually brought to you by Dizzle Brand Premium Luxury Liqueur. Go to DizzleBrand.com and get your very own bottle or bottles. But yeah, that's crazy, man. I thought Joe Budden's had it together a little bit more than that. There was this news about this artist. Big X the Plug fights heckling fan at his show with support from his security. The problem I have with this whole news article, before I even get into it, is you talking about heckling fan. If they're heckling, if you're a rapper or artist and you're touring and there's somebody in the crowd heckling you, that's not a fan. That's a non-fan. So, you know, media just runs with these narratives that are so false. Like just call it a heckler. He's a heckler. He's not a heckling fan. And I don't think it's a good look that you beating up a heckling fan at your show. There's going to be a lot of show promoters that are going to back off from that. You're definitely not going to be getting probably a lot of endorsements when you're doing that. You probably going to have a lot of people that not want to book you when you beating up hecklers at the show. Because, I mean, this is the thing. There was a post I posted about, you got to respect the haters too. Why do you got to respect the haters? Because the haters bring you far more attention than your fanatics typically. I repeat, the haters bring you far more attention than your fanatics typically. You know what I'm saying? Like, people don't get famous just because, you know, you got nothing but support. People don't just go viral just because you got support. A lot of reasons people go viral and get big is because they got almost as many haters as they do supporters or fanatics. So, yeah, you got to respect the haters as well and the hecklers. You know, the thing is even if the guy came to the show just to heckle you, he paid for the ticket, man. It makes me think of that part in the Eazy-E Straight Out of Compton movie when they was, you had the white folks that was throwing all these NWA CDs in the middle of the street and they were running them over with a stroller and, you know, and somebody said, damn, you just make a couple records and the whole world goes crazy. And he's like, hey, the motherfuckers paid for them. They could do whatever they want to with them. And that's how it is. If they don't pay, I mean, what does it matter if they heckle you after that? Just do your show, man. What is this one? Let's see. Shouts out to my man, OG Millionaire just sent me something. The best hip hop producers alive every year since 1979. Oh, I wanted to go over this. This was crazy to me. So I was looking at the list and let me go over like some of the early years list was. And I just want to get to like where the list has evolved to now and just what do we got? Mr. Jones said, I saw the clip. I'll hit you up later. Okay. Shouts out to my man, Mr. Jones, just sent me a text. All right. So let's start here. Like 85, 86, you had like Rick Rubin back-to-back years. Then you had Seth G in like 87, Marley Marr, 88, Prince Paul, 89, Bomb Squad, 1991, they got DJ Quick. I'm not even going to argue with that. Dr. Dre, 92, definitely the Chronic and Snoop's album. He was killing it. Then 93 comes in, Wu-Tang. You got RZA. Easy Mo B, 94 album, Me Against the World. He produced a lot of records on. So, 95. You got Organized Boys, 96. That's around without. You got The Hitman in 97. Beats by the Pound, 98. That's No Limit, if I'm not mistaken. And they were killing it that year. I mean, No Limit. Then Dre comes back with 99. That's when the around the Chronic 2000 album drops. Said 2000, you got Earth Tone 3. Kanye West in the early 2001. Neptunes, I mean, they definitely had a run. And Little John definitely was taking over for the South, killing it. Kanye again. You got T.I.'s Tomp produced. You got Tomp. I don't know about that. I don't know if Tomp was ever. They got Tomp in 2006. I don't know about that one. Kanye West in 2007. Drummer Boy 2008. Now you're starting to see where the sound is literally just changing. I mean, when you got Drummer Boy, you got Noah 40, Shabib, that's Drake's guy. Lex Luger, who actually got popping on SoundClick. Back to Noah. Mike Will I Made It, Kanye West again, booming. Now, like now, okay, so, hold up. They just said 2017, no ID. I mean, I got to go back and check that year. That might have been, argue with that, even though I don't know if no ID was the top artist, a top producer at Love ID's music and his production. You got 2018, Tay Keith, Madlib, 2019, 2020, Hit Boy, The Alchemist, 2021. I think I'm deep on some records. The Hold Me Down. They had an Alchemist around that time, you know. But now we're 2022 and on almost. We at Metro Boomin, man. Is that where we? It just lets me know how far real hip hop and classic hip hop and timeless hip hop and feel good hip hop has fallen, man. That right now we're saying it was man, what's his name? I can't even think of his name that produced for the Kendrick, like Not Like Us. I can't even think of Mustard. I would think a lot of people trying to will probably say it's Mustard, but it just shows you how much the sound has literally changed when we went from, you know, Rick Rubin's of the world and Marley Marz and Prince Paul's, and I ain't see Pete Rock on here. I think a lot of these are debatable. I don't know what they're going off of, but it's crazy to know that we went from Rick Rubin. He said, audio visual keeps freezing. My audio visual keeps freezing. Damn, I don't know what it is. Maybe it's because I'm on 1080 pixels. Let's go down to 720. Let's see if that's better. Probably the 1080 pixels. And I, you know what? I know exactly why it's freezing. I know exactly why it's freezing, because we're not on Ethernet right now. Matter of fact, hold on. I'll be right back. Oh. All right, we back. Let's get this virtual going. All right, there we go. Hopefully that's better. Hopefully that is better. We'll see. Appreciate you, OG Millionaire. Let me know audio and visual is freezing. I'm thinking it was because I didn't have the Ethernet on and I was at 1080 pixels. So we probably want to do 720 from now on. A lot of people don't really stream in 1080 all the time anyways, because it's just too much to upload. So what else we had to go over? OG Millionaire, why don't you text me, let me know if that's any better or whatnot. So I saw this post, what was it? Ja Rule mocks 50 Cent after his Las Vegas residency is labeled as the worst ever. I don't know who labeled it as the worst ever, but it's kind of funny to me that a guy that can't even do a Las Vegas residency is clowning somebody from possibly having the worst Las Vegas residency ever. Which, I don't know if that's even true, because 50 Cent shows are typically massive. All right, what else we got? We got Joey Badass. He said, yo, he says it's better. Okay. Appreciate you. Joey Badass put West Coast rap on notice on Cocky new single, The Ruler's Back. I listened to it. I guess you can call it a cocky single, but I wouldn't say The Ruler's Back. I wouldn't say, if you're going to call out a whole coast, you might need to come a lot harder than that. That's what I would say. It was kind of a mellow beat. So his flow was kind of mellow too, even though he was calling people out and stuff like that, or the coast out. I just don't think it's be calling out a whole coast. If you're going to do that, you need to come a lot harder than that, man. And I love Joey Badass music, man, but it just seems like, you know, somebody who's hurting for attention or clamoring for attention. I guess his name ain't being thrown out there enough, so he feels the need to literally call out a whole coast. And unless you like buddy-buddy with Drake, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what try to go at Kendrick or somebody like that's going to do to you. And ain't like Kendrick. Well, Kendrick did call out New York during time. He did say he was the king of New York. But that was a while back, and cats already came at him for that. I ain't going to stay on here too long, man, because I got music reviews tomorrow. I got an interview Sunday with the guy who had the fastest knockout in combat sports history as well. Uncle Murder, wrap up 2024. I listened to most of it. It's his worst ever, man. It's the worst wrap up ever. Maybe Uncle Murder needs to just let Mad Skills go back to doing the wrap-ups. That's what I'm thinking. It seemed like Mad Skills stopped doing the wrap-ups because Uncle Murder started doing them all the time and whatnot. And I guess everybody was just giving all their attention to the Uncle Murder. What you put me in this chat for? I don't even know who the hell you are, Jizzle John. But I didn't put you in the chat. You clicked on. I don't know what you're talking about. I put you in the chat. You clicked on. What else we got? Jay-Z to rename the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame to Hip Hop Hall of Fame. How about you just come up with a Hip Hop Hall of Fame? That's what I think they should do. They should come up with a Hip Hop Hall of Fame. And let the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame be the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and then the Hip Hop be the Hip Hop, you know. So, Jizzle John, you know, you're more than welcome to just click off. You're more welcome not to tune in. But I don't know what you think talking shit is going to get you. It's not going to get you nothing. Now I want to go over this list of best rap albums in 2024. And I totally don't agree with this list. We're going to start at like 18. Let's start at the end and let's move up to the top. All right, so 20. My bad. 2024. So that Chief Almighty. So two at 20. I mean, it's got to be a miserable time in hip hop when Chief Keef has literally a top 20 album. And I'm not saying I ain't like his first single and his second single, but as far as the album goes, I would put Chief Keef in the top 20 albums of all time of nothing. And the fact you got Chief Keef at 20 and Ab Soul at 19, this is why people are saying we need to have separate genres for this. Like, you shouldn't be comparing an Ab Soul album to a Chief Keef album at all. You got J. Cole at 18th, might delete later. You got Big Sean's album over J. Cole's. I mean, I like Big Sean. He's all right, but, you know, he's only considered one of the top tier artists because there's a lot of bottom tier artists in this, you know, modern day hip hop nowadays. That's basically why. You got Big X, The Plug, Take Care at 16. I don't know enough about the album to really to judge it. I just know he probably shouldn't be beating up hecklers. You got Benny the Butcher at 15. You got Freddie Gibbs at 14. I'm a big Freddie Gibbs fan. Haven't listened to the album yet, but I would argue that Benny Butcher and Freddie Gibbs probably should be a lot higher, just knowing the kind of music that they put out and the quality. You got Future and Metro Boomin at 13. Kanye and Ty Dolla Sign at 12. Glorilla at 11. I listened to her album, man. It's not all that, man. That single was a banger, man. But as far as the album goes, you're not going to remember another song off of the album except that. Vince Staples in the top 10. Always putting out really good albums. I like Vince Staples. Every time he talks about the music industry, I always listen to what he says. He's a lot younger than me, but he seems like he's wise beyond his years. Eminem at number 9. No way. That's way too high. I wouldn't put Eminem's album over probably the Kanye album. I probably wouldn't put it over the Freddie Gibbs album, the Benny album. I wouldn't put it over the J. Cole album. I mean, I'm pretty sure Ab Soul, if I go listen to this whole album, it's probably better than Eminem's album. He could be like right here. They should have Eminem right here in front of Chief Keef, as far as I'm concerned. His albums be mediocre. His production be mediocre. You know, just because he puts big words together, it doesn't make it a great album. You got Rhapsody at 8. She probably should be higher. LL Cool J, The Force. I listened to it. It's an awkward album. It was an awkward album for me. Most of the production was done by Q-Tip. It was just an awkward album for me. The production was awkward. I will say it was original, though. It was original. It doesn't sound anything like none of this other stuff. The album they got at number 6 would probably be my number 1. They got Common and Pete Rock at number 6. That will probably be my number 1. Schoolboy Q, number 5. I'm probably not going to argue with that. I'm a big Schoolboy Q fan. He's like the best of both worlds. He makes really good mainstream music and makes really good hip hop music. Dochi, Alligator Bites, Never Heal. I don't know that album enough to judge. I'm gonna have to go check it out. They got Future and Metro Boomin again. They got them number 3. I just could never put anything that Future and Metro Boomin does above Schoolboy Q, Common and Pete Rock, Rhapsody, Vince Staples. Definitely not Freddie Gibbs or Benny the Butcher albums. Their sound is just too repetitive for me. It sounds like everything else out there. What else we got? We got Tyler the Creator at number two. A lot of people say that's number one album of the year. I haven't listened to it. I wouldn't be shocked if I listened to it and I consider it the number one album of the year. I know it's probably better than the number one album, but the reason I want to go over this list is the Kendrick Lamar album being number one, man. No way, no how, man. The album is highly overrated. And I'm a big Kendrick fan. I've always said Kendrick's been the greatest artist of the last decade or so, because he's had to put out less music and stay top three, you know? I mean, Cole put out way more music than Kendrick. Drake put out way more music than both of them. And all three of them were top three for over a decade, at least, Kendrick, Cole, and Drake. And I just felt like Kendrick had the two classic albums out of them. Maybe Cole's got one. Maybe Drake's got one. I don't think Drake's got a lot of classic albums. Maybe the first one, Forest Hill from Cole, is probably his best album ever, in my opinion. But it seems to me they're just going off of record sales, attention. And that's not what defines what the best album of the year is. And how do I know that? Because when Nas dropped Illmatic, nowhere near was Nas the best-selling album of the year. But people, nobody would say that there's an album that year that probably was better than Illmatic. Most people would say Illmatic was the best album that year, and the record sales were not phenomenal. Then you go to my number one album of all time, Infamous Mobb Deep, and they literally had the best album of that year, and to me, the best album of all time. And they were nowhere near the best selling album of that year. I don't even think they went platinum that year. They probably went platinum eventually, but they probably went gold that year. But the album was just so phenomenal. It was no denying it that you really couldn't, that you had to give them another album. And being that they were on Loud Records, if you went gold on Loud, that was pretty good. Because Loud was more of a like an independent kind of deal. They might have had major distribution, but they weren't really a major label per se. You know, and Loud had some of the, probably one of the most talented rosters of all time. They had Wu-Tang and Mobb Deep and Cellar Dwellers and, if I'm not mistaken, Exhibit at one point, and I think the Beat Nuts. They just had so much talent back then, man. But just because the album is the best selling doesn't make it the best album of the year. What makes it the best album of the year is, like, how many songs are you willing to skip beginning to end? You know what I'm saying? If I start playing an album, how many songs am I going to skip? The more songs I skip, the less it can be number one. What else we got? Waka Flocka. Apparently, he got jumped. Walks back, claims he was jumped at the social media, clowns him. Like, how pathetic you got to be to clown somebody because they got jumped? Really, the clowns are the people that got to jump one person, in my opinion. Like, I've seen a lot of videos lately where you had this one video where, like, five or six people tried to jump this one guy, and he was standing his ground the whole time, and they couldn't knock him down once. He was body slamming people and just hitting them one time and knocking them down. They couldn't knock him down one time, five, six people trying to jump the guy, and they couldn't even get him down. Those are the ones that need to be clowned. Don't clown the person who's getting jumped by five or six people. You got to clown the cowards that got to jump somebody. You know, like, it don't take five or six people to jump somebody. What the hell is on with my dog? I'm going to drop kick her right now. I swear. What is going on? Jones, what's up? Peace. Appreciate you tuning in. Big X was better than them albums. That's what I said. I didn't listen to the Big X album to really know. So-So's album was definitely decent. Big X, Take Care was a classic. I might have to go check that album out, see what it's talking about. I mean, when I think of classic music, though, I think of like music that 10, 15, 20 years later that people are going to talk about, you know what I'm saying, and say it's dope and say it's good. So I'm going to go check it out. But I definitely know that Eminem shouldn't be as high as it should be. Kendrick shouldn't be as high as he should be. I would definitely probably put Pete Rock and CL Smooth at the top for all the albums that I listened to this year, just from beginning to end. And tomorrow I'm doing music reviews. I don't know what time I'm doing music reviews. Hopefully my StreamYard plays the music better, and I got to make sure I have the Ethernet plugged in this time. Apparently my Wi-Fi doesn't do good on the StreamYard, so we definitely got to have the Ethernet plugged in so there's no lagging with the audio, no lagging with the video. And we got to make sure we shouts out to my man Justin Martinez tuning in. Appreciate you. Should be interviewing him soon. Check him out. Fights in the Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship, BKFC. And like I said, tomorrow or Sunday, I got the guy with the fastest knockout in combat sports history, 2.9 seconds. He said, I promise you 10 years from now, we're going to be able to go back and listen to Take Care. I'm going to check it out, man. I'm going to definitely check it out. If it's as dope as you say and classic as you say, I mean, I'll be the first to say it is, you know. I still don't think he should be jumping hecklers at the show. I don't think that makes for getting booked for more and more shows, because once that gets out there, show promoters, you know, are going to want to back off you, because they probably going to think you're an insurance liability. Because that's the thing, like, when you beat up a fan at the show, a heckler or something like that, and you got your security helping you, and if he didn't try to assault you or anything like that, that's pretty much just a lawsuit. That's just money you're just giving away, man. And you know, when people are celebrities, man, and they famous, like, literally, they're targets. Look what's going on with this, all these athletes getting their houses broken into. I mean, it's crazy. It's like every Sunday, almost a new football player is getting their house broken into, or a new athlete. Yeah, I think Luka Doncic's crib got broken into. We know Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce at the same time. And it's so easy for people knowing that they're going to be at the game. They know the perfect time to target you when they know you actually going to be playing in the game. And it's crazy to me that all these millionaire celebrities ain't got no video footage of none of these people breaking in their cribs. That's a little odd to me, man. That's a little odd to me. Like, how you not got the video footage of all y'all rich people, man? Were y'all that cheap that y'all, none of y'all got camera set up? And rumor is it's like some South American gang. That could be just media, mainstream media, just running with a narrative. You don't know what to believe nowadays when it comes to mainstream media. I don't like no mainstream media sources. I prefer independent media sources and whatnot more than anything. What else? Is there any more hip-hop news? And I'm working on an interview, waiting on peoples to hit me back to see about Sadat X. I should be interviewing Sadat X here real soon. Of course, like I said, we got DJ Too Tough from the Tough Crew next Friday. We had to reschedule. Good thing I got all the streaming issues out the way this week, because I did switch back over to the StreamYard and whatnot. So hopefully all the stream, the bugs is out. Got all the issues fixed. Hopefully we lock in the Sadat X interview. We'll have him on one of these Fridays coming up real soon. And Sadat X been going off like crazy on social media, so I think it'd be a perfect person to bring on. And this year I decided I'm going to ask the more controversial questions this year with people that I interview, just because, you know, I did the interview with Minnesota, and I think he was the first person I asked about the Puerto Ricans and hip hop topic. And I posted a clip on TikTok, which seems to be getting a lot of comments. A lot of people are reacting to that. So it seems to be a touchy subject, or an emotional subject, or just a subject that everybody, you know, feel some kind of way about. So I'm definitely going to try to not stray away from the controversy this year. I'm going to try to ask at least one or two good controversial questions. If you know, they pertain to who I'm interviewing and whatnot. And I'm also working on Phantasm for the Cellar Dwellers. I still got to follow back up with a few other people that said they're down with doing interviews. Like, should have Cool Kim from the UMCs here around like the 15th. If y'all don't know the UMCs, go Google them. They had the hit song Blue Cheese. So basically, we're going to be digging in the crates still. And I'm going to try to plug in at least one local musician every month. I'm going to try to pull in one local artist every month from like Fayetteville, surrounding areas, or just North Carolina in general. And if they ain't making a living off of their music, we're not going to call them independent artists. We're going to just call them local artists or aspiring artists or unsigned artists. So, you know, y'all people in y'all's little independent artist list, make sure y'all got artists that are actually independent on your list, man. Especially before you try to clap back on me in the comments and try to tell me, call your bluff. I don't even know what that means, call your bluff. How about make an accurate list? How about that? How about y'all make accurate lists nowadays? Because from what I'm hearing, from what Day One Stewart's here saying, apparently this Big X album is better than the Kendrick album. And I, you know what? I wouldn't be shocked if I go listen to it and it is better than the Kendrick album, because the Kendrick album is just highly overrated. They're just giving him all the flowers just because he took out Drake. He had the number one streamed song of 2024, which was also the most annoying, most streamed song of any year, as far as I'm concerned. Not Like Us is the most annoying, most streamed song of any year. I'd rather listen to Vanilla Ice or Marky Mark and the Wahlbergs and the Funky Bunch, Good Vibrations. I'd rather listen to some MC Hammer or, you know, I'd rather listen to Chief Keef or Lil Pump, man. I'd rather listen to Lil Pump before I listen to Not Like Us. I think I'm with Steph Curry. It was a very annoying song. And none of those songs were like really battle rap songs to me. They were just shit talking songs. They weren't really battle rap songs. They were just shit-talking songs. And I'm interested to see still what goes on with this Drake lawsuit, because they just had a lawsuit where I think whoever owns the Siri, I want to say it's Apple, basically coughed up a bunch of money because they were literally spying on people's phones and stuff. So you want me to believe that people can spy on your phones, but they can't rig the algorithms to favor an artist? Because they said, when I interviewed Brother Jay, he brought up the fact that when people would go to Siri and say, play Drake's music, they would play the Kendrick music or the Not Like Us. And the fact that they would play that shows you that there's something with the algorithms that was probably changed, because Drake's name is not even mentioned in the song, if I'm not mistaken. His name's not featured on the song. It's nowhere near on the song. You know? So it seems like somebody went in and programmed the algorithms to benefit him. And we do know Dre and Jimmy Iovine, they're like that with Apple Music. Dre and Jimmy Iovine, Apple Music, they're like that, man. They are like that. Who did Dre sell the beats to? Apple. I'm telling you, man, they're like best buds. So if you don't think Dr. Dre or Jimmy Iovine had the influence to have Apple Music programmers go in and change the algorithms or manipulate the Siri to play Kendrick's music over Drake's, that's bogus. That's bogus. And if you think Kendrick Lamar got all those streams were all real people, well, that's bogus too. That's straight BS. It's straight horse shit. Because there isn't one artist on Spotify that has 100% real plays. Let me repeat that. There's not one artist on Spotify that you can name that has 100% real plays. Well, how do I know that? How do you know that, Paul? How do you know that's even true? Well, I know that because as a music promoter, I know for a fact when Kendrick Lamar's song Not Like Us was taken off, bot playlisters were adding that song to their bot playlist left and right. Every bot playlister that had a hip hop playlist was adding that song to their bot playlist. Why? Because they think it's going to trigger some algorithms or something. And it might, because the way it works with Spotify is when you search for something like Kendrick, it's going to show singles, albums, then it'll show playlists that he's on. And the playlists with the most followers are the ones that are going to show up at the top. They're going to be the very, very top. The playlist with the most followers. And the playlist, the independent playlisters with the most followers, they bot their followers. Well, how do I know that? How do I know that? Well, let's see. I'm streaming on TikTok right now, right? And how do I know that? Because playlisters don't have the influence whatsoever. They don't have the influence of a TikToker, an Instagram influencer, a Facebook influencer, a YouTube influencer. They don't have influence. Nobody's going to listen to an independent playlist because of the guy who made the playlist. There's like one playlister on the planet that everybody's doing that. His name's like Simon something. But when it comes to like these hip hop playlists and rap playlists and R&B playlists, nobody's going to the playlist because of the person who made the playlist. And they have no influence. So how are they getting plays? They're botting it up like crazy, man. And notice how everybody that does Spotify promotion, they always got to say real and organic. Let me tell y'all a secret. If you do real promotion and organic promotion, you don't have to say real and organic. You just call it promotion. You just call it advertising and influencer marketing. You don't have to say real or and organic unless you're not real real or organic. I'm telling you, man, anytime you see these promoters always say real music promotion, organic music promotion, you can guarantee 99% of the time it's not because everybody says they got real organic music promotion. I mean, you know, a guy who sells bot playlists, placements, is not going to tell the truth and say that he's using bots. They're going to lie 99% of the time. They're going to lie over and over again and say, yo, this is real, this is organic, when they clearly using bots. They clearly bot their followers. Apple Music playlists are nowhere near as big as Spotify playlists. So we know Apple Music ain't got much going on there with independent playlists. Tidal ain't got no big independent playlist. None of these streaming platforms have real, authentic, organic, big, huge, independent playlists that matter. They all got by followers, which help them trigger the algorithms when people go and search. And they might get some real plays, but the majority of them is bots. They're botting it constantly. That's the only reason they're getting plays all day, every day, is because they're botting their playlists. So anytime somebody says real and organic music promotion, that just means it's not. You'll never see me using the terms real and organic. I just use the terms music promotion because I do advertising and influencer marketing, which is as real as it gets. I don't have to say real because I do advertising. That is real. I don't have to say real and organic because I do influencer marketing. I pay TikTok influencers, Instagram influencers, which that is real marketing. You don't have to say real and organic if you do real and organic. That's the thing, you know. But I'm definitely going to go check out this album. And I need to check out a lot of these albums just to see, like, how really fucked up this list probably is. I mean, like, Glorilla, man. Y'all, like... Yeah, that song was banging. The single she had was banging, man. The beat was hot. But as far as content goes and as far as like timeless material, classic material, there's no way, man. There's no way. Some of these, it seems like they're going off of like how much attention they got, how many streams they got. And then some, it seems like they're just going off of like the actual album being really, really good. That's why you got Vince Staples at number 10 and Glorilla at number 11. Most people don't know Vince Staples like that. He's not a household name, you know. He's not a mainstream name in the music business. Glorilla is right now. And the fact that you would have them back to back just shows me you're only putting Glorilla in there because of album success, and you're putting Vince Staples in there because of how good the actual album is, which goes to pretty much prove my point. You know, that's why you got, you know, they got Tyler the Creator at number 2. He didn't have as much attention as Kendrick, but most people said it was the best album they heard. So they figured they put him at number 2 because it's probably literally the best album of the year. But he didn't get the attention, so we got to give it to Kendrick. And people just all over, like, it's like Kendrick is like the new Eminem, man. It's like he can't do no wrong. It's like he can't make bad music at all. And I'm telling you, this album is just, it's not going to stand the test of time, man. It's not going to stand the test of time. Y'all can go off of success all you want. It's not going to stand the test of time. You know what? Let's run a quick commercial. Make sure our commercials are running smooth and everything. And we're going to be right back. Let's go with this trap food day. All
we drinking. Me and my team will never be link up. They want to be drink up. We sit down and relax and have a few glasses when there's things to think about. Like I'm nice with the boss when I tend to the boss and I'm not talking drink up. So tell the bartender that's tending the bar to please pass me a big cup of. And tell that waitress is waiting on us to put a little ice in it. Now watch the ice become weightless like the spaceships that I be sitting in. No waiting, listen, no, they're waiting for that tropical twist. That'll kick in your taste buds. Now taste some. Now I insist it's the drizzle.
That's right, you can Dizzle too. Go to DizzleBrand.com. I repeat, go to DizzleBrand.com. Premium luxury liqueur mixed with agave tequila, cognac, and orange liquor mango mix. I'm about to get off here soon. I got to remember not to forget to plug in the Ethernet this time. I actually went on early. I was going to go on. Normally, I go on at 7 at night. I might, you know, I think when I don't got an interview, I think I'm going to go on around 5:30-ish, 6 o'clock from now on, while I don't got interviews. And when I do got interviews, I'm going to keep it at 7 because that gives people time to, you know, get situated. Because some of these old school artists that I do interview, some of them do have regular jobs now. I mean, you got Sadat X that works at the hospital. I know Master Ace works a regular job. So a lot of these guys and gals that I interviewed, they got regular jobs. I remember when I interviewed CMG from the Conscious Daughters, go check out that interview. She was actually doing Ubers or Lyft or something at that time. And if I'm not mistaken, she actually had people in the back seat while she was doing Ubers, you know. So, and they were actually laughing about some of the things she was saying. And I think it just makes for an authentic interview, you know, because I don't want to do interviews with any inauthentic artist. Like, I want them to be authentic. I'm not interviewing somebody just for clicks, just for clout, just to try to go viral, anything of that nature. I'm interviewing them because I grew up listening to their music, or I feel like they being overlooked, not being talked about enough, and they need to be probably reintroduced to people nowadays. And that's the problem with like a lot of old school artists. They aren't able to reintroduce themselves to this new generation. Like, it's partially why there's a disconnect. Partially why the disconnect is because this new generation just doesn't have no respect for anybody from the older generation. The, you know, they call us old heads and stuff like that. But another part is that they just weren't able to keep reintroducing themselves. You know, you gotta, like, the thing is, if you're gonna constantly make music in the music business until the day you die, you gotta still build new fans. Like, look at a cat like Lenny Williams, man. Lenny Williams is 79 years old, still touring. And I'm pretty sure along the way, he's building some new fans that might have not known about Lenny Williams. You know? So, yeah, man. Like, you got to find ways to keep connecting with new fan base. Probably the best way to do that is just to constantly advertise your music to new eyeballs and ears over and over again. You know, I mean, there's billions of people on this planet, man. So even if you run ads every day, you're going to reach hundreds and thousands of them every single day. And every artist only has a specific amount of fan base. There's levels to this shit. There's definitely levels to the shit. Some artists got way more fans than others. And some have a smaller fan. Like a cat like Vince Staples probably doesn't have as many. He probably doesn't have many people listening to his music as Glorilla. But he has, I guarantee Vince Staples has more actual diehard fans. And that's another thing with these modern day rappers. They don't have a lot of diehard fans. They have what I call fans at the moment, temporary fans. Fans that are only going to rock with you while you're still hot. And once you fizzle out and fade out, you see what happens to these artists. Like, you know, they don't get mentioned. Their music don't get played no more. None of that. Nobody's trying to book them for shows. But these old schoolers are steadily touring overseas constantly. They got crazy fan base overseas. And that's another thing is artists need to stop trying to break themselves in the U.S. market. You need to start trying to break yourself overseas first and foremost. And because if you break overseas and you make all that money overseas, it's going to be easier for you to break in the United States market, because the United States market is far more expensive to break into. You know, I could pay, say, $1 in ads a day. And if I run like Asian markets and African markets, I can get probably roughly 2,500 people viewing my ad per day. If I just go U.S. only, man, you're talking about 150 to 250 people. You know, you're talking about a literally freaking 100% less ads that you get. You get 100% less ads. Actually, it's more than 100%, if I'm not mistaken. It's like 10 times less ads that you get when you try to go U.S. only. And everybody always tries to go U.S. only because they be like, well, I'm not trying to advertise to people that don't speak English. But y'all fail to realize in almost every country, at least 50-something countries across the world, English is the second language. English is the second language in almost all these countries. And it doesn't even matter if they speak English or not, because there's plenty of people who go tour overseas and go to shows where they don't speak a lick of English. They don't speak a lick of English, but the show is sold out. Sold out. Crazy amount of fans there to watch them perform. So, yeah, man. About to wrap it up here in like a couple minutes, though. Tomorrow I'm doing music reviews. Liveforfayetnam@gmail.com. Let me go ahead and put that in the comments, actually. Submit MP3 to liveforfayetnam@gmail.com. And if y'all don't know how to spell Fayetnam, it's LIVEFROM. Fayetnam is FAYETTENAM. liveforfayetnam@gmail.com. Submit your MP3. MP3s only. If you send a link, I'm going to reply and tell you I do not accept links. I upload MP3s directly into my StreamYard, and I play them one after another and do music reviews based off of that. And I'm not going to trash nobody's music. It's going to be yay, nay, or okay. But don't be sending me. I mean, if you're going to send something, man, send bangers, send hits, man. Don't send something that is just average or okay, because that's all you're going to get is the average or okay response. And definitely got to get this stream card for TikTok up. TikTok, making sure I'm still active and whatnot. Yeah, and okay, so yeah, definitely go listen to some of these albums that I didn't check out. I definitely want to check out Big X the Plug and just really give it a good critique. And these lists just be so bogus. It's just, you could tell one artist is being picked based off of success. The other one's being picked off of just the actual quality of the album. And the fact, I mean, because the fact y'all would have Absol and Chief Keef back to back, and then you'd have like Glorilla back to back with Vince Staples, just lets me know that this list is so bogus. It's so bogus. It probably should be like, one list should probably be most successful albums of 2024, and then they probably should have the best albums of 2024 as a separate list, because it seems like Glorilla and Future and Metro Boomin and Kendrick and some of these albums are just there because of the actual streams and success, and some of them are there because the actual album itself from beginning to end is really, really high quality music. And I'm not saying you can't make a dope trap or drill album, but the thing is trap or drill, I hate to tell y'all, that sound is not going to be, it's not going to be timeless, man. I'm with Eric Sermon on this. That sound is not going to be timeless, because you don't never hear any kind of timeless music yet with that sound. When you hear most timeless classic music, it just has typically a feel good feeling to it, you know, or there's just something about it that just really stands out and it makes it, you know, stand through the test of times, you know. But I just don't think this trap or drill sound, the reason I don't think it's going to stand the test of times is because it all sounds the same. None of it sounds different. None of it's original. The flows are all specifically the same. The beats are all the same. None of them really stand out. So unless you're doing an album like LL, that's why LL's album is so high. Because the sound, they got Eminem two slots over LL. And Eminem is actually on LL's album. And he had like nostalgic artists. You had Nas, Snoop, Fat Joe. Then you got Fat Joe and Rick Ross, who Fat Joe's nostalgic, plus he's modern day. Rick Ross is modern day. You got I thought I saw somebody else that was a little modern day. Maybe not. But the sound is just so original and so unique. It stands out from all these other albums. It really does. And if y'all would actually, if y'all would have had Glorilla over Rhapsody, I would have shit bricks, man. Because there's no way that Glorilla can make a better album than Rhapsody. I don't even got to listen to the albums. I don't have to listen to a Glorilla album and a Rhapsody album to understand and know that Glorilla cannot make a better overall album than Rhapsody. And I'm talking about an album that people are going to talk about years later, stand the test of time. That's going to be classic. Because that's the thing. Music, when you listen to like Lenny Williams, it still sounds amazing to this day. You know, I interviewed Melvin Riley recently. If you don't know who Melvin Riley is, Google. Get your Google fingers. Go Google and Melvin Riley from Ready for the World. And they literally had the number one song in the country when he came out, Oh Sheila. And then he had Love Me Down, which was like top five, if I'm not mistaken. He literally had two top five hits, you know, like that. And the Oh Sheila is a timeless record, classic record to this day. It really is. Go check it out. Oh Sheila, Ready for the World. And then, you know, Lenny used to be part of Tower of Power. He was the lead singer of pretty much a all-white band and whatnot. He was the only black dude in the band, and he was the voice of the band. And if you know the Kanye West song, Overnight Celebrity, then you know Lenny Williams, because Kanye sampled Lenny Williams all through that song. You can clearly hear the sample as clear as day. That is Lenny Williams. And I even had a beat back in the days that I didn't realize sampled Lenny Williams until hearing the Kanye version. All right, man, I'm about to call it a night. Make sure y'all submit the live from Vietnam at gmail.com. I got to make sure I don't forget Ethernet tomorrow. Definitely got to make sure that, especially when I'm playing music. And I probably don't need to go 1080 pixel. Seems like the 1080 pixel just requires super duper fast speeds. Probably not with just the Ethernet. Probably my processor and all that has to be super fast as well. So appreciate anybody tuning in. Appreciate anybody commented. Jizzle June, I'll make sure I mention you tomorrow, which is crazy. I didn't even directly mention him. Oh, what Johnny talking about? Johnny tuning in. How do you know Paul? I didn't even see him tuning in on here. Organic. He said organic. He called me out talking about how do I know they not organic or whatnot. I know because I know. I know because Spotify independent playlisters have this much influence. Zero. Zero influence. That's how much they have. Zero influence. All right, so we about to wrap it up. About to call it a night. Appreciate y'all tuning in. Peace. And I'm out as soon as I find my outro. Here we go.